Alrighty, welcome to Earth Eats. We are your weekly hookup for real food and green living. Chef Daniel Orr is my partner in crime. He's a restaurateur living and working in Bloomington, Indiana. And me, that's right, I'm Annie Corrigan. Looking ahead to Cinco de Mayo in a couple of days, let's get the skinny on libations.
After a hard day on the farm, there's nothing better than a tall, cool drink. Be it a sweet tea or something stronger, a cool libation is a great reward for the day's toil. I've had many friendships with Indians, Asians, Russians, and others that have given me a well-rounded education and punches that both pack them and others that satisfy more safely. Earth Eats libations are a collection of these sips with the heavy leaning towards local products while still enjoying the spirit and spirits from the four corners of the globe. I like to say, think local, drink global. Lunchtime is a chance we get to try out non-alcoholic drinks, spritzers, and fruit and veggie drinks. Weekend brunch parties and ball games allow a chance to play with versions of Bloody Marys, mimosas, and car bombs. Also, try theme cocktails. Serving one or two specialty drinks can make things easier on the pocketbook and smoother at party time. Remember, don't forget to designate a number of drinks per person and make sure you have a designated driver for those that are not staying over. As the French say, santé bonheur, or health and good times.
We've got two drink recipes for you on this episode, one with the booze and one without the booze.
So, like, if I want to see myself, where do I find myself on doing this? My daughter's going to be on TV today and tomorrow, and so she would love to, like, see me on the computer on this. Yeah.
Okay, well, we have a website, wfiu.org/earth-eats. From there, you can see pictures and check out recipes and older episodes. But wait a sec, who's that speaking? Chef Orr, help me out with an intro.
We have with us one of our top bartenders who's been with us since day one, Christina, and she's going to show you how to do a couple cocktails, one non-alcoholic and one with a little bit of spirits. Christina is a favorite of my mother's. She makes the perfect martini with nice little flecks of ice on top, well shaken.
Usually by then I've been awake more than an hour. Okay. Martinis are fun because you can use lots of different flavors. You can use lots of different ingredients. We use all different kinds of sweeteners. We use simple syrup, sugar, agave nectar. You can use sodas such as Sprite or ginger ale. And then, you know, most people have never even thought of doing a tequila martini.
Shake it, shake it. This is a basilica, and you'll need lime, agave nectar, basil leaves, and, of course, tequila.
Going to muddle some agave nectar. It's a natural sweetener. Just kind of smush everything and get all the flavors out from the herbs and the fruit. This one you want to use a clear tequila. Right now I'm using Jose Cuervo, but you can use your favorite tequila. Top it off a little bit of Sprite and shake it. It's nice when you muddle the herbs. You get a little bit of the specks in the cocktail, and it makes it decorative as well as flavorful.
So that's a basilica, okay. Easy enough. And for the next beverage.
I don't know what this one's called.
Blackberry and mint tonic with lime. That's what it's called. Cue the shakes. For this beverage, orange bitters, lime, mint, blackberries, and tonic water. And no alcohol. Hit it, Christina.
All right, this drink is a non-alcoholic drink. I'm going to use some bitters right now. I'm going to put some mint in there. I like to pull the leaves off just so you don't get the bitterness of the stem. Put some lime in there. Muddle it up. Get all those flavors out. I'm going to put a few blackberries in there and put those in at the end because I don't want to totally mush them. I just want to kind of lightly bruise them. I'm going to top this with some ice. And this one is just getting tonic water. I'm going to just toss it back and forth to get all the flavors mixed in. And it makes it more decorative. Put some mint in there. And we'll top with a few blackberries. And that's it.
And that's all there is to that. Special thanks to Christina for waking up so early. Not an easy thing for a bartender to do, so I hear. Earth Eats is produced by WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Our website, that's where everything goes down. Recipes, photos, older episodes. It's wfiu.org/eats. I got assigned to bring the empanadas to the WFIU Cinco de Mayo fiesta, and you know, whatever. But I had to ask Chef Orr to not come around for a couple days.
Yeah, I can do that as long as he's not over my shoulder. It's like working under pressure.
I'm Annie Corrigan.